You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Shalom, everybody. Thank you for watching. I want to talk about a subject today that's not often spoken about, but needs to be and should be. And I don't know why or what happened to this subject, why people aren't talking about it, but the subject is fasting and praying. Now, a lot of people that call themselves believers spend some time in prayer. I still think far less than they should. But there's something really powerful to praying and fasting at the same time. And people just aren't fasting these days. And I kind of know why, but I don't understand why. I mean, I know that people are addicted to food. Food is the most addictive substance we have in this world today. People are not getting the pleasures that they're seeking and desiring from Yahweh, so they're running to food, partly because they're not coming to Him in prayer, or they're not living according to His guidelines and instructions. But I want to encourage you all today, because the power of prayer is just available to all of us. And the power of fasting makes our prayer even more powerful. And it's really an amazing, amazing thing. And even before I was a believer, I was always into fasting from a physical standpoint and a health standpoint. And it's an amazing accomplishment just in general to be able to fast from food and to not have to rely, you talk about self-sustainability, is to live without having to rely on food. Wow. Now, food is a great thing, and it gives us a tremendous amount of pleasure. But when we have a relationship with our Creator, our pleasure should be even that much more uplifting, and we should seek for Him for our pleasure. Like Yeshua says, I give you water you will not thirst, and food you will not go hungry for. And they didn't know what he was talking about. But it's something that's powerful. We don't need to rely on man's food when we got Yahweh's nourishment. Hallelujah. And a lot of people don't get this. I mean, I would estimate that the majority of Christians and even believers in Yahweh have not fasted even a day, let alone 3 days or 10 days or 20 days or 30 or 40 days. Because the addiction to food is so powerful and so strong. And when I got into fasting, it was just merely from a healing standpoint, because just me and my research with healing from disease and helping people heal from disease, fasting is really, really powerful. And there's so much we can learn and do from a cleansing standpoint and healing our body. I want to encourage you all to consider this and pray about it. And just from a health standpoint, fasting for one 24-hour period every day, it will do your body tremendously good. Now, a lot of people think it's impossible. I actually recommend a 36-hour fast once a week. A 24-hour fast is so simple. It's just literally missing a couple of meals. You could eat breakfast one day, And not anything the whole day, and eat breakfast the next morning. And you've completed a 24-hour fast. And you've still eaten every day. But I recommend going the whole day without eating. So eat dinner one night, and don't eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner the next day. And then eat dinner the next day. And now you've completed a 36-hour fast. And that's really powerful. When you've went a whole day without any food. And it's something you need to or should work into. I mean, going a day without food, and then maybe eventually you could work up to a 3-day fast, and then maybe longer. For most people, I don't think fasting 40 days without ever having any experience with fasting is the best idea. But if Yahweh leads you to do that, who am I to tell you not to? I know people that were very unhealthy, certainly not preparing their body for cleansing and a fast in the condition they're in, But Yahweh told them to fast and led them to fast, and they were able to complete a 30 or 40-day fast. It's like, wow. That just shows you the amazing power and abilities that we have. But it's much easier and less harder on the body and the mind when we prepare ourselves, when we've done several short fasts, then we could do a longer fast. And unless Yahweh's telling you a specific amount of days to do a fast, I don't necessarily recommend we set out amount of days. You know, every time in the past I've tried to say, well, I'm going to fast this long or this much, it created a challenge for me. But when I just take it day by day, it's I find it much more easier and pleasurable. And, you know, it's important. Now, when a person fasts, especially for physical reasons, like the scriptures say, don't go out and announcing to the world you're fasting or even that you're going to fast. This is a very personal thing and a thing that's between you and Yahweh, and it should be done without making a big announcement about it. It says in the scriptures, wash your face and show yourself to be just fine, and the focus shouldn't be on you or your fast, you know, and just so don't make that the focus. Now, of course, if you have close family members and you're going to be doing something in the house, they're going to wonder why you're not eating, so you might want to make it known to them. But it's not something you need to broadcast all over the world. And I recommend you, there's a lot of videos of people that are fast and testimonials, and some of them are worldly, many of them are believers, and you can hear about their amazing stories. But literally, fasting is answer to the way to get your prayers answered. I mean, it's absolutely such an amazement to me that people don't realize this and see this. But when we talk about fasting and praying together, not only does it help us to hear from Yahweh, but prayers get answered faster. And, you know, It's just to me, that's how it's been, and that's the experience of many people, and the power of fasting. So you got physical healing, you got spiritual prayers being answered, connecting with Yahweh. It's a completely special thing, and it's all over Scripture, the idea of fasting and praying. And there's different types of fasting and praying, and you know, or different types of fasting, not only different reasons to fast, but different types of fasting. So technically a fast, and by the way, let me tell you this, that fasting is one thing, but the hardest part of fasting, believe it or not, is when you break a fast. Because you're going to have this temptation or this desire to just eat up everything, but your stomach shrinks and you can't fit all that food in your body, and you don't want to eat the same way you were eating before. You can mess up the whole fast if you do that from a physical standpoint. So I'll talk more about breaking it in a few minutes here, but they're a different type of fast. Technically, a fast means not to do anything, to exclude something. So fasting is nothing, taking nothing in. And then there's what I call water fasting or a water diet, which is the type of fasting that I often recommend. It's fasting on water. See, there's this when you truly fast, it's a dry fast. You're not doing anything, and I don't recommend that for more than a couple of days at most, because it's most people's bodies aren't in condition from a physical standpoint to deal with something like that. And you could often put yourself in danger if you try to do a long dry fast. So I recommend water fasting, which for water fasting you could successfully do for a good amount of time. I mean, our bodies need water to survive and live, but for food, I mean, it's estimated that we can go months without food and still be healthy. And it's not starvation. When you get to that starvation period, it's no longer a healthy thing, but your body can healthily, for a good amount of people, most people out there, go months without food. And I'm not even suggesting months. I mean, 3 days or 1 day from a physical standpoint will not do any harm to most people's bodies if they go on a water fast for 1 to 3 days or even a week. So physically, it's possible and it's healthy. Now, emotionally and mentally, it's extremely difficult. There's so many people are addicting to eating 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times a day. So it's a big challenge emotionally and mentally to break through the barrier. But from a physical standpoint, just about anyone can do a 1 to 3 day fast or even for a whole week. And then, as I said, you take it day by day. What technically happens after the first day is actually the hardest from a mental standpoint, because your body's in a habit of eating, and when you're not eating, your mind's like, where's the food? And we're also seeking pleasure from food, and you're excluding a certain pleasure. So mentally and emotionally, it's difficult in the first day. The second day is a little bit more difficult. Then you start questioning yourself. Why am I doing this? Our Creator gave us a stomach and intestines, and this is how we get our nutrients and food, and you start questioning these things. But usually by the third day, after you've fasted on water for 3 days, believe it or not, you lose your taste for food and hunger. And you start feeling so amazing. And believers know that this is Yahweh's design for us to connect with Him, is through not looking for reliance of food or anything else. And then from New Age healings, they call it prana or sun healing or something else. It is sun healing, but not from the sun in the sky, from the Son of Yahshua, hallelujah. But we think about these things. So often I hear people that fasted a long time on the 5th or 10th day of a fast, or even the 20th day of a fast, it was easier than the first day. And I'd agree with that. And so water fasting is really powerful, and I highly recommend people get more into that. Now, there's something called a juice fast, which is also wonderful. When you're juicing, you're taking in a liquid that's excluded of the fiber, so it gets nutrients to your body much quicker than it would as if you were eating the whole food. So the fiber is not slowing down the nutrients into your body. Now, if you're juicing vegetables, this is a great thing, and it's fine. If you're juicing fruit, I don't recommend fruit juice straight by itself, because it's too much sugar in the body at one time. So, like orange juice many people drink, I don't think orange juice is good unless you mix it with vegetables, maybe some celery or something, or you dilute like with water. So 1 cup of orange juice, 1/2 cup of water, 1/2 cup of orange juice. Or maybe more water and a little orange juice, then it'd be a little bit better. But I don't necessarily recommend doing fruit juice by itself straight. But vegetable juice, maybe with a fruit in there, so a cucumber, kale, celery drink, maybe with an apple to sweeten it up, is okay. So juice fasting, you can go even longer than a couple of months, and because you're giving your body nutrients while you're fasting. So technically, it's not a fast, it's a juice diet. Technically, water fasting is not a fast, it's a water diet. Fast is nothing. But these are different types of reasons and ways you could fast, or things you could do. So there's juicing, there's water, and there's a dry fast, which is nothing. But I'm recommending from a spiritual standpoint that everyone consider doing a water fast, and it's really good to read the Bible and your scriptures about fasting, and whenever somebody fasted, why, how, and what they did. And it's powerful when you start reading the scriptures and you see, like when Moses fasted 40 days when he went up to the mountain, and Yeshua fasted 40 days. And you see all these amazing things that happen. And it does. Your fast doesn't have to be 40 days. Remember, a 10-day fast is very powerful. Fasting for 1 week is extremely helpful and beneficial. Your fast doesn't have to be 40 days to be beneficial. Even a 1 day fast would be wonderful. 36 hours. And to know how addicting we are to food, try it. Try fasting for 36 hours. Try not eating for a whole day. Just drinking water for a whole day. And see for yourself how difficult it is. And the more difficult it is means that much more you're addicted to food that you're consuming. And it's a good time. If you're just doing it for one day, you can keep busy so you're not eating. You can keep your mind off food and keep yourself distracted with other things. Maybe even 2 or 3 days. But when you're doing a longer fast, then you want to make sure you're getting some extreme rest. You want to try to stay in bed. You want to try to you just rest a lot and so on. The best thing you could do when you're fasting, whether it's 1 day, 3 days, or 10 days, is to get in the Word, deep in the Word. And to really study the Word and just read Scripture. And it's really powerful and helpful. Now, the longer you fast, the more you got to be careful when you break a fast. If you fast for 36 hours, that's a great thing you've done, but you could pretty much go back to eating. Hopefully you were eating healthy before you went on a fast, but you can go back to eating the same amount after if you were eating, not overeating to begin with. But once you get into longer fasts, 3 days, 7 days, 10 days, and longer, then for every day you fasted, you want to take half that time. So if you fasted for 10 days, so for the next 5 days after you break that fast, you should eat at least half the amount you were eating before. So if you were eating, let's say, 4 meals a day before you fasted, and then you fasted for 10 days, so now after the fast, you should eat only 2 meals a day. And those meals should be half the amount you normally ate. You got to give your body a chance to work back up to the amount of food you were once consuming, because your stomach's going to be that much smaller. Some things people often break their fast with is maybe some melon. I know people break it with watermelon. Some people like to break it with a little bit of salad, just not a lot, just a little, to sweep out the stomach. The last time I fasted, I broke it with coconut water, and my body just wanted a ton of coconut water, a ton, but I kept it to a 4 ounce glass was the first thing I've had, and then slowly but surely I worked up to 8 ounces. Now on a typical day I would drink 16 ounces of coconut water, but I did it with a small amount, and then I started including some liquid foods in my diet. And I had a small bowl, and I said, even though my body is going to want more, my emotions are going to want more, I'm going to keep it limited to the size of this bowl and doing that. So I definitely recommend fasting and reading up on fasting. One of the greatest books out there is The Miracle of Fasting by Paul Bragg, which talks about fasting, but it really gets into it from a physical standpoint only. But my friend, Dr. Fred Bishy, who's in his 90s, he's done a good amount of fasting over the years. And he's a wonderful health consultant, teacher, and nutritionist. But he's also a believer. And, you know, I always talk to him about things. And I inquired him about, fasting and what some good materials to read. And he told me about this fellow called Franklin Hall. Reverend Franklin Hall. And this man, Reverend Franklin Hall, has several books on fasting, which are excellent. But one of his big books here is Atomic Power with God, with Fasting and Prayer. Powerful, powerful book. You read this book before, during, and after your fast. Powerful and amazingly helpful. And so I highly, highly recommend it. And you could actually get this book and all the books. The phone number is 602-944-5711. And you might not agree from a spiritual standpoint with 100% that they might have to suggest, but who does, right? You'll never meet somebody that you agree with 100%. But I am telling you, the spiritual aspects of fasting is powerful. And this book and just the Bible itself brings these things out. And we understand this. And I want to show you this power thermometer. This power thermometer here. This is a really powerful concept. Now, if you're listening to this on a radio, you're not going to see this. But understand this. Before fasting and prayer, this is your spiritual thermometer here, or barometer. This is our potential. This is our potential to be full. And we're probably at 10% of our potential. 10% of our potential. Now, after fasting and prayer, 100%. Bam. 100% fulfilled. Our power thermometer. And this power thermometer talks about health and healing and faith. And power to do all things. And miracles. Answered prayer. Gifts of the Spirit. The threshold of heaven. And just all the power. The tremendous power that comes with praying. Such a tremendous thing. It is powerful. Whether it's healing you seek, physical healing, whether it's prevention and great health, there's no better way, no better way to improve your faith and experience miracles, answered prayer and everything by fasting and prayer. And remember that power thermometer. And so remember, you're at 10% of your potential when you're living your life without fasting. And when you fast, you reach 100% potential. You know, as believers, we want to find out more and more ways to come close to Yahweh. More and more ways to feel Him and experience Him. To get our prayers answered. And all these different things. I am telling you, from personal experience and experience in observing others, fasting is the way to do it. Now, from an addiction standpoint, if you're suffering from any type of addiction, fasting is the way to do this. And when you hear the word addiction, you usually think about alcohol or drugs or cigarettes or something else. But the fact is, you know, most of you are addicted to food. And in the long run, it's more harmful or just as harmful. The Bible warns us not to be gluttons. Or to dine with gluttons. Gluttony is a tremendous, has a tremendous power over us, and people are addicted to food. We're all eating more than we need. I'm going to say it again. We're all eating more food than we need. And we spend so many resources, and again, it comes down to the pleasure trap of food. It gives us so much pleasure to eat something. And usually the foods that give us the most pleasure are usually the foods that are the worst for us, if we ever think about it. But you break that when you fast. A 3-day fast will break about just about any addiction. Any addiction. Whether it's crack, alcohol, or food. Fast for 3 days. But the more you're addicted to something, the harder it is to fast for even 1 day. And that's a great measure to show how much you truly need to fast. There's so many great testimonials out there of fasting and the scriptures and things we could do. And I just want to remind you all of this. And it's time we start speaking more about this and we think more about this. So I'm calling all of you today, all of you that watch my show and all of you out there that listen to pray about it. Pray about it. Start off with a 36-hour fast. Start off with a 36-hour fast. That's one whole day without food. Maybe start off with a 24-hour fast. Maybe start off with just missing a meal. So go 1 day without eating dinner. Maybe do that. And then eventually you can go a day missing 2 meals. Maybe you're not going to eat breakfast or dinner. Maybe you're just going to eat lunch 1 day and then lunch the next day. And then eventually, eventually, you want to completely get away from all of the food that you're eating. So praise ya. And I implore you to do that. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, I pray for everyone right now that's considering this, or people that are struggling with this, that you'd help them overcome their addictions, and you'd help them to feel the power and the pleasure that comes in connecting with you through fasting and prayer. And that's another thing I want to say right. And thank you, Father Yahweh. Hallelujah. I want to say right now, when you pray, to pray without fasting is like going to the bank without taking out money. You don't want to do that. You want to experience the full benefit of fasting. And that's where prayer comes into play. So the full benefit of fasting, you need to pray to get the full benefit of it. So it's extremely important that you stay in prayer and have your prayers in your mind and speak to Yahweh more than ever before. When you're fasting, speak to Him and talk to Him. Make your needs known. Maybe write it down on a paper. Before you fast, write down all the things, the desires of your heart, the things you struggle with. And do your fast, and then after, do your checklist. And watch how Yahweh answers those things. You know, a lot of people see all the blessings that I get in my life and have in my life. I don't take credit for any of it. But I give a tremendous amount of credit to it, to fasting and praying. And I think it's something we all can and should do more. I think it's just going to benefit everyone. So I think I don't see any ministries out there, at least from a Hebraic roots perspective, speaking about fasting. And there are some Christian ministries that speak about it, and praise Yahweh for them that do. And again, go to YouTube and go all over and watch as many things you can on fasting. If you can get this book, The Power, Atomic Power with God of Fasting. And there's some people on the internet that actually are reading this book. It's like an ebook. You could check that out. And I'm actually going to get more into this book and do more prayers on fasting. But make your request known and share your experience after you fast, not while you're fasting. That's another thing. If you want to have a fasting buddy or a fasting friend, somebody you fasted with, that's great, but you don't need to rely on somebody. Corporate fasting is excellent. It encourages you. It helps you. And that's fine, but it's also great to keep it personal on many levels. And if you want to have one or two people you let know to support you, I definitely recommend, if you're going to do a long fast, to have somebody with experience who's done it to guide you and possibly just know what you're doing and maybe talk to you about it. If they've had experience with it, it's very helpful. And enjoy it. Enjoy it. It shouldn't be a painful thing. It should be an enjoyable experience. So praise Yah that He's given us all this revelation through His word about fasting and praying. And I pray for all of you. And if you have questions, feel free to contact me. May Yahweh be with you all every single day. And may you be blessed through fasting and prayer. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher, on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.
Get ready for a mouth-watering journey as Nana Morrison's Soul Food expands to Port St. Lucie. Voted North Carolina's best soul food restaurant, Nana Morrison's has been dishing out homemade cuisine for over a decade. Their new location is now open, 10234 Southwest Meeting Street, Port St. Lucie in Tradition. Craving fried chicken, mac and cheese, or collard greens? Nana Morrison Soul Food has something for everyone. Mark your calendars and be part of the grand opening soon.